What the fuck, man? How's it going, people?
What's up, guys?
It's me, Jay Zubs.
And Undead Drew.
We're here to fucking talk shit on Black Ops. Yeah, Don't get me wrong. I love the game.
Game sucks.
Nah, I love the game. It's game a good sucks. Game.
No.
But it's fucking Jewish as bitch.
Yeah, I can't play it. I don't even play it anymore unless I have something to play with.
Yeah, I swear to God, dude. The one day, I fucking had a care package, right? I was playing on Express. Threw the fucking care package down. Drops down. As soon as it drops down, the other fucking train comes. Hits the fucking care package off the fucking mat. I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, what is this shit? So I had to fucking sit there, go over there with a black hat, try and fucking finagle my way to freaking grab it.
The fuck's a black hat?
You know what the fucking black hat is?
I don't play the game.
Dude, black hat's the fucking best. Black hat, you can, like, steal people's care packages and, like, hack their shit and whatnot and, like, blow it up. Like, there's a guardian, you can, like, duck back hat. And, like, use the black hat.
Yeah, I played that.
That shit's fucking awesome. Yeah. But now, it sucks now because now they did the update for it, and you can't, like, steal your teammates' care packages as fast as you used to. Dude, I fucking stole this one kid's care packages 4 fucking times. He kept dropping them. I ran up. He was, like, over there. Like, he would throw them, run away a little bit, and I'd come right up in front of it and just sit there and black hat it. He's like, oh, he's thinking, you know, oh, it's my care package. I'll be able to get it before he does. And I was just like, black hat. And he's like, doo-doo-doo, done. But now they fucking updated it. And that's now it's like, it takes awesome. As long as it would if you were actually trying to steal it.
That's still fucking awesome.
Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
I haven't played a long time, so I don't really remember any bullshit that's been happening to me. I just don't care for it.
If you guys go on my gamer tag, Jay Zubs. I fucking put a video up. It was a gay death that I had. I was playing fucking, Headquarters. I was playing fucking Headquarters. Was in Nuketown, right? I'm, in the one kitchen of the building, and I hopped up on a table to freaking, wait for, like, people to come in so that way I could hold it down. I got sniped through the fucking garage. Through the wall, the dude was, like, on the other fucking building, sniped me through the fucking wall, because he saw me glitching through the fucking wall.
That's awesome.
I was like, are you fucking serious? Yeah. Aw, dude.
The only thing, last time I played, I actually destroyed my controller from doing it. Like, you know the rumble things that are inside of it?
That's awkward.
The rumbles that are inside of it, I smashed it on the ground, and the one came out and popped out.
You know
what they look like, right?
Yeah, how smash the controller. That happen?
Well, because I hit it, and the back of the controller snapped off. And then I was able to glue it back together, and the controller still works. It's just, it's unbalanced. But that's because I spawned into a game, but everywhere I spawned, there's someone behind me. I would walk out and die immediately.
That's fucking horseshit.
I got so pissed, I smashed it on
the floor. Did I tell you I finally got the fucking golden knife, though?
You got the golden knife, finally?
Yeah, I finally got it.
How many knives is that? How many knife kills?
Oh, dude, it's fucking...
You have to run around with just a knife.
Yeah, right? It's just a combat knife, but it was like 500 kills, I think, with the knife. Just straight knifing people.
You probably have a horrible kill-death ratio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because
That's why I didn't want to do it.
I did it, and you know what? I'm happy I did it, because I fucking... the gold one looks awesome. And
does it
like,
give
yeah,
him gold
cool
poisoning
shit.
If you stab someone?
No.
No? It doesn't do anything special?
No.
It's not worth it. I was, real close to getting the gold.
I wish I could get a diamond camo for it. That would be the only thing to make it better.
Awesome.
You might, I might be able to. It might be, like, pop up after the gold.
I doubt it.
Like, you know how, like, it's not on any of the fucking things until you have, like, all the fucking, all of them gold, you know?
Yeah, but is there a rumor that there is a diamond for anything?
Yeah, there's diamond everything.
Really? I've never seen a diamond one.
Yeah, dude, you can get, well, I think except for, like, the ballistic shield. But, like, it's like, if you get gold, say you have assault rifles, you get gold in all the assault rifles, you get fucking diamond camo. Yeah. But, because, I was sitting there watching, you ever see any of the KYW Speedy videos?
Nope.
This is a guy on YouTube, he's funny as shit. But he has, like, a diamond rocket launcher and everything. And it's funny, because he's trying to pick up this one chick in the one video. He's like, hey, I got a diamond rocket launcher. You want to fuck? Nah, but, I was playing, like, lately, like, the knives just haven't been fucking working at all. Like, when I first started...
It's Call of Duty. What did you expect?
No, but, like, when I first started, they were okay. And then when I was using the regular combat knife, they were fucking awesome. I was raping kids. And then all of a sudden, it was just, like, they did a fucking update, and it was like, oh, the assault rifles are good now. They're better than what they were, but the knives suck fucking balls.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like back to every other Call of Duty where I try and fucking knife someone or whatever, and it's just like, oh, I'm behind them, and then they fucking stab me.
What I don't like is that with the weapons, like the stats, it seems like they just make them random.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, they did not fucking judge the stats at all in that game correctly.
The only thing I could see is when it's, I don't know if it does it on this one, but the mobility. Do they still have that as a stat?
I don't even remember.
Well, like on
Call of Duty, I don't even look at the stats. I know the guns that I like, and I just fucking pick them.
Yeah, on Call of Duty 4, mobility, if it was like, if you could run fast as shit because it's a smaller, light gun, that would be all the way up. And if it wasn't like a MG, that would be all the way down, and then the other, whatever's in between.
I think that was the only thing that made sense. I think they actually got rid of that. I think they were just more along the lines of, okay, you understand that this is a heavy machine gun.
It's going to do a little bit more damage than this, but like sniper rifles, they're all pretty much the same. Like, this one's not going to kill anyone in the first hit. This one won't either. This one still won't. This one, you can't even kill anyone, regardless.
I don't know. If I use the DPR, the DPR ain't bad. I usually get one-hit kills with that thing, but, like...
Bullshit.
Sometimes it's like, oh, I shot you square in the fucking neck, and I got to cock it back and shoot you a fucking
It shouldn't be, like a health system. It should be, you shot someone in the heart, they die. Yeah. The headshot, they're dead. But no, it's a damage system. It's retarded.
Well, it's got to be that way, because if it wasn't, it'd be way too fucking easy.
Well, that's what hardcore should at least be. No, hardcore, you get shot in the toe and you die. They overpower it.
Well, it's like fucking One in the Chamber. I mean, One in the Chamber, like that.
But that's a party game.
Fucking shoot you in the freaking little fucking toe and you'd be fucking dead.
But that's a party game.
Fuck.
What?
Fuck.
Fuck what?
I have to piss, that's what.
All right.
Damn.
Well, since he has to piss, no.
What time are we in here? Well, I can wait a little bit longer.
I have no idea, but we're going to segue into something else.
All right. We're detouring, all right?
It's a little detour, but we're going to explain it before we leave. The Drunk Podcast will be coming very soon. I just turned 21. It is 21.
Coming. I know. Say happy birthday to Drew. He turned 21 on the 10th.
Fuck you.
I know... We've been saying, we were like, oh, it's going to happen, but I mean, situations arise, you know, I work overnight, Drew works different hours, it's all fucked up, I work almost every fucking day, so.
And now that I'm 21, I can rent a fucking room, and I can go buy my own alcohol, and make it a lot easier.
So we're going to get really fucking shit-faced, probably fuck a hotel room up a little bit.
Yes, and all on live video, you can see our fat asses, well, at least mine, you already seen his if you watched.
Yeah, I don't know. Most of you probably didn't really watch the care package. No. Yeah, if you haven't watched that, go watch it. It's a little fucking stupid, but you get to see the opening of the Call of Duty special care package.
Yeah.
Because I bought that shit, and it was fucking kind of useless, but you can go see what the fuck it is. And also, there's a little bit at the end. I think it's like a minute of me trying to fly the fucking dragonfly, and it's just... God awful.
Did you ever figure that out?
No, I don't even use it anymore. I just fucking have it sitting up on my shelf. Yeah, it's like a fucking decoration now.
Yeah, that's all I would use it for. That's what my night vision goggles are for from Modern Warfare 2. They're just decoration.
Well, now they're stolen.
I fucking forgot. Thank you.
Someone stole that.
I was at my friend's house and I seen him. I'm like, was that my room or not? I completely forgot they got stolen. But
we gotta buy some night vision goggles.
Real ones, legit real ones.
Like I'm talking like thermal ones.
Yes,
too.
You can switch. That'd be awesome. But yes, we're probably gonna rent like a fucking room. I don't know where, but for like a night.
It's gonna be like some fucking shit ass motel that's like $20 a fucking night. So we could just freaking.
We'll probably get drunk just from being in the room.
Yeah.
Or something worse.
We might get AIDS or something, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but, if shit happens.
It's just, there's going to be a special guest who's going to be sober until at least, for as long as he can hold himself back.
Yeah, depends.
It'll probably be John, the green guy, or Brandon Biohazard, we never know. So.
But, whoever it is has to make sure there's no weapons in their
room.
Yeah, no. Because someone's going to get stabbed.
It'll probably be me.
Probably, because it always is you. Always that's not true. I stab John every now and again.
Okay, but still, you didn't almost put John in the hospital, did you?
That was your fault.
We're not going to get into it.
Remember when I was flipping the fucking butcher knife and I was stabbed and fucking, oh my God, I almost impaled him in the fucking heart with a butcher knife. Oh, that would have been bad.
So, all right, so.
I ran.
The last thing is, if you're on iTunes listening to this, congratulations.
It I figured works, the fuck out, yeah. But probably but not, if but not, if not YouTube, yeah.
If you're on iTunes...
Subscribe, nigga!
Go to the fucking... go to YouTube and watch it. I don't know if this will be on the YouTube or not, but... All right, guys, we're heading out.
Well, hang on. You might hear a little background noise because some fucking assholes decided to park right next to us while we were fucking doing this shit. We're doing this in my car, by the way.
Yeah, it's quieter in here. Yeah. And we can curse because my parents are home. I know it's gay, but... Yeah,
he's 21 and has to worry about his parents.
Yeah, but my mom's hardcore Christian and my dad really doesn't give a fuck, but still. So, I have problems.
All right, motherfuckers.
All right, again,
subscribe, Undead Gaming 13, Twitter, Undead Gaming FTW.
Yeah, and then the new
there is iTunes. A Facebook, actually, but yeah. I don't fucking use it ever. Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to go like it, go ahead. I forget what it even is. I think it's Undead Gaming 13 or something.
It's another FTW. I don't
know.
But
I don't fucking know.
iTunes, Undead Gaming, and I'm actually going to start a blog on Game Informer, so.
Yeah, nigga.
Later.